I'd like to demonstrate for you a piece of software that's actually been around since the 1980s. And it's an internet phone. Yes, you heard right. The software package is called Speak Freely. And it's something that, in our quest for the perfect internet phone, many of us have checked out and discarded in the past. Now, in recent times, Speak Freely has become even better in terms of its audio quality, and it has a superb user interface. Almost everything is perfectly accessible without any kind of scripting or set file writing for blind people. There's one aspect that's a bit tricky, and we'll certainly come to that and show you it. But there is also an excellent set of Speak Freely scripts available, and for that reason I'm going to be demonstrating Speak Freely today with JAWS for Windows. However, when I'm doing a function that is related to the scripts, I'll make that clear. So in most cases, everything I'm demonstrating works just fine with any other screen reader because it's a well-designed application for the most part. The other exciting thing about Speak Freely is that it's open source. It was originally written for Unix, and it's been revived and modified for Windows. And because of the open source nature of the Speak Freely project, it's actually easy to get modifications made to it, even when the actual developer of Speak Freely doesn't have the time or the inclination to make those modifications. I've actually got a developer who's kindly agreed to make such a modification for me, so that hopefully in the very near future we can use Speak Freely for Blindline in addition to Spiderphone, so that those who want to use internet telephony because of cost issues are going to be able to do so. So I highly recommend that you get Speak Freely. I'm delighted with the way the software works, and I'm going to demonstrate it now. So we're running JAWS for Windows version 4.01, and we're going to go to Run Speak Freely now.
Start menu. Windows update.
We'll go to
Accessible
Programs.
Games sub-menu.
And then into
Speak Freely.
Speak Freely and press Enter.
Speak Freely.
Yes.
And there's only one item in the Speak Freely program group, and it's simply called Speak Freely. So I'm going to press Enter.
Leaving menus.
And now
Speak Freely.
We're in Speak Freely. If I press Insert Q in JAWS, which tells me the active script.
Speak Freely scripts, version 1.21, by Pugmaz Group. Speak Freely settings. Speakfor.xe.
So it's telling me that the Speak Freely scripts are loaded. Let's start with the menu bar, and it's a standard menu bar that we have, so we'll tap the Alt key.
Menu bar. Connection.
We've got the connection menu.
Options.
Alt-O.
Options.
Phone book.
Alt-T.
Phone book.
Window.
Window.
Alt-W.
And
help.
Help.
Alt-H.
Let's take a look at the connection menu first of all.
Connection.
If I press down arrow.
Menu active. New dot dot dot. Control plus N.
N.
So that's a standard Windows command. You can do Control N without even going to this menu to make a new connection. That allows you to type in the IP address or the domain name of the person you want to call if you know it. A way that many people will, and in fact are, using this is that you can get, if you have a dynamic IP address, and we've discussed this on main menu before, if your address keeps changing every time you connect or every so often, if you have a DSL or cable modem, then you can get a service for free such as DNS2Go, which will give you a permanent domain name. That means, for example, that when I'm on Speak Freely, you can push Control N and just type outofsite.org.nz and push Enter. And if I'm online, you'll get connected and we can talk. It's as simple as that. There are servers where you can get in touch with other users, and we'll come to that shortly. So you can type an IP address or a domain name here.
Open dot dot dot. Control plus O.
O.
If you don't want to be bothered with remembering IP addresses, you can actually save a connection file, which also preserves other settings related to the connection. So that's quite useful, because Speak Freely's other exciting feature, one of the other exciting features, is that Speak Freely also supports a whole range of encryption methods, so that if you want to conduct sensitive conversations over the internet, then your phone call can be encrypted, so that it's absolutely guaranteed to be private.
Close unavailable. Del unavailable.
That will close the connection, and you'll hear there that the shortcut key to do that is the delete key. So when you're talking with someone, if you need to close the connection, just push the delete key and you've hung up.
Save unavailable. Control plus S.
This is
S.
Where, by pushing Control S, when a connection is open, you can save that connection for later opening.
Save as dot 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 unavailable.
You can use save as to give it another name.
Ring unavailable.
The ring feature is where you can send a file that you have on your hard disk, and you can specify the name of that file from the options menu, so that if you can't attract a user's attention, it will play this file to them. One of the things that is a bit sort of interesting about Speak Freely is that when you do make a connection with someone, it doesn't make any kind of audible alert to let you know that a connection has occurred. So you don't know when somebody's connected unless you check.
Send sound file dot 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 unavailable. Control plus F.
When you're connected, the Control F key, or coming to this menu, will send a sound file. It supports WAV files of pretty much all standard bit rates and also .au files. It won't support things like MP3, however. Still, you can send files across the Speak Freely connection.
Answering machine control plus key.
The answering machine's a nice feature. It allows you to record a message. It can be recorded in WAV in the same formats that it supports for sending files. So I've just recorded a message as a 2250 WAV file, just saying I'm not available, leave a message after the beep, and you can put that answer machine on if you want to always be available on Speak Freely, and it will record messages for you. And when you want to review those messages, if you want to save them as a WAV file for some reason, perhaps to bring them into SoundForge, and there are certainly many applications where this could be useful, say in an ACB radio context where we want people to leave comments that we can use on programs, then we can have people leaving messages and we can use them by bringing the WAV file into SoundForge. So that's all there.
Record messages unavailable, Control plus D.
At this stage, I'm not quite clear what that option does.
Multicast groups, Control plus J.
This is one method that Speak Freely has implemented for allowing multi-party conversations. Unfortunately, the multicasting protocol hasn't really taken off, and it's a shame that it hasn't, because it's an efficient use of bandwidth. To try and explain this in very simple terms, which is about all I'm capable of explaining it, when we send streams of ACB radio, for example, if we have 300 people listening to one particular program at a time, and it takes 3K of bandwidth to send it, then it's 3K times 300 that we're sending out. If you have a multicasting stream, then you don't have that kind of bandwidth consumption, because you don't need to send the stream out on a per-user basis. It's a bit more like, you know, the old-fashioned radio or TV, people tuning into the one thing. But the ISP that you're on needs to support multicasting, and you need to have the appropriate Windows socket layer, and it seems that it just hasn't taken off. But Speak Freely supports it, if you do have access to it.
Broadcast. Control plus B.
D.
The broadcast option means that if you have sufficient bandwidth on your server, you can have lots of people connecting to you, and they send you a short burst of data when they connect, which makes Speak Freely acknowledge the presence of your connection, and then you're part of the broadcast. I think the philosophy behind this is really to allow people to give seminars, presentations, that kind of thing. So it's one way. You all connect to a broadcast and listen. With the advent of technologies such as personal broadcasting through services such as Live365, I don't know how many people would want to make use of this, but it's there if you wish to. Now, the next menu option, the conference menu, is similar to broadcast, except that it's two-way. And this is a similar function to what you'd expect in some of the voice chat clients that are around, such as HearMe. Well, that's no longer around now, but Chatterbox, for example, that's used by some of the voice chat services, is like this. You can connect, and bandwidth permitting, you can all talk to one another. So not only is this a one-person-to-person phone, but it also has voice conferencing built right in there. The voice conferencing is a little bit odd at the moment, and I understand that there are fixes out there that you can download, and that's one of the benefits of open source, that people are patching this thing. But without the patch, if more than one person happens to be talking at the same time, it's dreadful. It doesn't sound like the two sounds are being mixed, one on top of the other. The sounds are sort of interspersed with one another, which really makes understanding people quite difficult. So I guess the solution is to either get the patch or to be nice and polite and not talk over the top of someone. What I'm going to do just to stop the suspense is go straight to the phone book menu. We'll come back to the options in a second. So we'll push Alt-P to get into phone book.
Menu active. Phone book. Search dot dot dot.
Yes.
And the first option is search, but I'm just going to down arrow.
Edit listing dot dot dot.
E.
And choose edit listing.
Leaving menus. Speak really directory listing dialog. Full and name and telephone and location warning. Any information you furnish to a look who's listening server will be available to anybody who knows your email address or, if listed in the directory, to any user on the internet. Server edit. lwl.formulab.ch.
This is the server that you connect to, the Look Who's Listening server, which is a way of finding other people to talk to. This is a pretty standard kind of procedure with internet phones, that you can enter a server name like this, and that's a way of sharing the fact that you are online and that you're willing to talk. So push the tab key to move through this dialogue.
User identification email edit. Jonathan@mosen.org.
There's my email.
User identification full name edit. Jonathan Mosen. User identification telephone edit.
I've left that blank.
User identification location edit.
I've left that blank too. I should fill that in. New Zealand.
List in directory checkbox checked.
So you don't have to be listed in a directory if you don't want to be.
Exact match only checkbox not checked.
Alt X.
If you check this, then someone will only be able to find you if they type an exact match for your name.
OK button.
And that's all there is to it, so we'll push space on the OK button. Now let's go searching for someone to speak with. Before I do that, though, there are a number of ways in which you can have Speak Freely configured in terms of how you speak. By default, what happens is that when you connect with someone, you will need to press the space bar to talk. Now, that doesn't mean that you hold down the space bar, which is something that I guess we've become used to holding keys down to talk. It's much better than that. You press the space bar once, just tap it once, and let it up again to talk. And then when you tap it a second time, you're not transmitting. It is full duplex, so when you're transmitting, you can also hear others talking to you. So you can just tap the space bar once and leave it down if you prefer. And you'll still be able to hear the other person if you have a full duplex sound card, which just about everybody does these days. In the options menu, there's also voice activation available, but I find that the spacebar method's much better because you have absolute control over when you're transmitting and when you're not. Now, the JAWS scripts that I'm using have a good feature where they've obviously created some sort of frame or some method that's monitoring the status line where it talks about whether we're transmitting or not. And so when I hit the spacebar, it will say transmitting, and when I hit the spacebar again, it will tell me if I'm not. So that's good, and you'll see that in action in just a second. So let's search for someone. Now, this is the one part of Speak Freely that is troublesome with screen readers. The scripts for JAWS have fixed this, and it's a perfectly normal-looking dialogue now when these scripts are running. If you're not using these scripts, you'll need to use your mouse cursor. What I find is easiest to do is to just left-click on the search button, and that will bring up a list of all of the users on the Look Who's Listening server that you are accessing. And then you can just arrow through the person that you want. That's the simplest solution. So let's go back into the phone book menu.
Menu active. Phone book. Search dot dot dot.
And choose search. That's what we wanted, yeah.
Leaving menus. Speak really directory search dialog. Server edit. lwl.formulab.ch.
So here you can specify the server that you want to search for.
User edit.
And a user. So you can type their name if you wish.
Search button.
And there's a search button. I'll push the space bar on that.
Cancel
because
button.
I'll bring up the whole
list box.
There aren't many people on this server, by the way.
Jonathan@mosen.org. Jonathan Mosen, New Zealand.
Oh, there's me.
Frank.
There's Frank, who's a blind person.
Rudetman. AlanM2000@yahoo.com. Alan Denver, Co.
Okay, so
Frank.
There's Frank, who, as I say, is a blind person. I've been talking to him, and he's an enthusiastic Speak Freely fan. So we'll push the tab key.
Server edit. LWL dot user edit. Search button. OK button. Connect button.
And there's the connect button. In fact, if I go back...
Cancel button. Exact match. Help button. User list box. Frank.
If I push Alt Insert E to check...
Help.
Oh, the default button is help? Oh, really? Okay. Well, we'll tap to the connect
Server,
button.
Server. User. Search. OK. Connect button.
And push the space bar on the connect button. And now we're going to make a connection and see if we can get hold of Frank.
12.246.112.6.
Now, I can now push with the... This is a JavaScript feature. You can use your mouse movement keys to check if you don't have these scripts or you're using another screen reader. But if I push Insert B...
Connection information for Frank. Host 12.246.112.6.client.3.com. Address 12.246.112.6/2074. Protocol speak really no encryption. User Frank. Software speak really for Windows 7.2.
So, it tells me that I'm connected, it gives me his address details, it tells me that he's also using Speak Freely for Windows 7.2. And because you don't get any kind of indication that you're connected, he doesn't know it until I say something, so I better say something.
Transmitting.
Frank, hi, this is Jonathan Mosen, and...
Hello, Kurt.
Oh, there you go, you're here already.
Not transmitting.
So I push the space bar to transmit, and a space again to stop transmitting.
Oh, great. Well, glad to see that you're doing the review and that you're using Speak Freely. It's one of the best programs. I said I've used it since 1997, and you're coming through very, very loud and clear all the way up here to California.
Transmitting.
As are you. While I've got you there, I wondered if you could just explain to our listeners the benefit of the Speak Freely encryption methods that are available, because I think you were telling me there are about three or four options that people have if they want to make their conversation private and speak freely.
Not transmitting.
Okay, you got three different ones. You got the D key, which is a very standard, I believe it's a 250 encryption. And then you have the IDEA key, which you have up to, and somebody might correct me on this, but it's up to, I believe, 2400, excuse me. And then you have the Blowfish and PGP. So I use IDEA for the most part, and you can have a file saved, and you basically can cut and paste the text of that file onto your IDEA encryption box, and it basically it's a very, very secure way of communicating with another user using Speak Freely. It's very, very clear. There's no glitches. There's no audio breakup or anything like that.
Transmitting.
One of the things that I've been really impressed with is the responsiveness of the Speak Freely community on the email list, and because it's open source, if you can find somebody who can make a modification, then you know you don't have to wait around for the author to make it for you.
Not transmitting.
Right, definitely. People are very, very helpful on the list, and there's a link on the Speak Freely page to that list, how to subscribe. And there's many, many people who specialize on different aspects of it for different platforms, and they're very, very willing to help with different things. In fact, some people put out their versions there, and unfortunately there's no page where there's a compilation of the different tweaks to Speak Freely, but some people put out... but they are very, very willing to help you and let you know where they are if you were to need them.
Transmitting.
Yeah, one thing I've just discovered, because I've got a couple of other connections that people have made to me, and because there's no audible indication when another connection opens, so and that it seems to give focus to the latest connection. So, for example, if I talk to you and let the spacebar up and wait for you to respond, and then I push spacebar again and someone has connected in between times, I'm actually talking to them instead of you. Is that how it works for you as well?
Not transmitting.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's a little bit of a bug in it, and I posted something about it before, but I have gotten nothing yet on it. This new script that I'm using with Joss don't seem to give a notice. However, before the scripts, it actually gave a little bit of notice when the focus changed. You actually would get the IP address of the person connecting to you.
Transmitting.
Okay, well, that's useful to know. Well, I appreciate you getting back to me, and I'll continue with the review, which will be on this coming main menu. But now your audio sounds good, and thanks for all your help and on the email and on here.
Not transmitting.
You bet, Jonathan. I think one of the benefits of it is that when they connect to you, if they hear you talking, they actually know that you're conversational. They'll probably leave you alone or wait for a break. But we'll have to be able to help, Jonathan, anytime.
Transmitting.
Thanks. Bye for now.
Not transmitting.
So I'm going to drop
Mitchell
that connection.
Mitchell 6-1.56.24.1.
And now I'm told that I'm in another connection. If I do a Control-Shift-5, which is a JavaScript feature.
Not that many lines.
Okay, so we'll do like Control-Shift-4.
Protocol speak really know it blank. Address 613.
It doesn't have a username there, so I'll just see if they're going to talk to me.
Transmitting.
Hello, this is Jonathan. How are you?
Not transmitting.
We'll see whether we hear anything back from this person. If I wanted to keep things private, of course, I can uncheck myself from the Look Who's Listening server so that I'm not visible on the server. But it doesn't sound like they're going to answer, so I'm going to drop this connection. Although I did remember reading somewhere that if you don't transmit any audio for 30 seconds, I think it drops the connection. So maybe, in fact, they're no longer there.
Blank.
But anyway, I've pushed the delete key, and now the connections have all gone away. So there are two issues. One is that you don't get any audible indication when a new connection has popped up. And the second is that it gives the focus to the new connection. And you may not be aware that that's happened. So when you start talking to someone, you may not, in fact, be talking to the person that you think you are. Now, this is where the open source aspect of Speak Freely is really useful. One of the things I've asked for is that it be possible to only have one connection active at a time so that all other connections are rejected when you're already on a call. And I've been in touch with somebody who knows how to make modifications to the Speak Freely source, who says that he'd be happy to do that, and hopefully we'll get that happening soon, because it will certainly make it a lot easier to use it for programs like Blindline. Now, there's another feature I really like about Speak Freely, and that is that if you're tweaking your audio, people get a bit fed up with you calling them, saying, I'm just testing my audio, and can you tell me if I sound okay? So with Speak Freely, they have echo servers that you can connect to. What I'm going to do is press Control-N to make a new connection.
Speak Freely new connection dialog. And host name edit.
I'm going to type echo, E-C-H-O, dot, for, F-O-U-R, M-I-L-A-B, dot, C-H, and push enter.
Cancel button.
And we're going to be connected now. I'll just do a Control-Shift-1. That's a JavaScript feature.
Host.formula.ch.
It looks like we're connected. So I'm now going to press the space bar and say something.
Transmitting.
Hi, this is Jonathan Mosen, and I'm using the Echo server with a view to just checking how my audio is going to sound.
Not transmitting. Transmitting.
Hi, this is Jonathan Mosen, and I'm... using the Echo server with a view to just checking how my audio is going to sound. Gee, that does sound nice coming back, doesn't it? That's, of course, coming through the studio. So I can mess about with things, and this is a chance to show you the different compressions. If I push the space bar again...
Transmitting.
Now, of course, because this is all coming through the mixer, that deck talk saying transmitting will also come back at us when it echoes back.
Not transmitting. Transmitting.
Now, of course, because this is all coming through the mixer, that deck talk saying transmitting will also come back at us when it echoes back. All right, so now let's play with the compression options. We go into the options menu.
Menu active. Options. Connection. Control plus P.
C. And there are connection options when a connection is active, which one is now.
Leaving menus.
So we'll go and have a look
Speak
at that.
Speak Freely connection options, the test.formula.
These actually are to do with the encryption, which Frank briefly touched on. You can use Blowfish and what else have we got?
Encryption.
IDEA. PGP if you have it. So you can, if you want to explore the encryption options, you can do that. I'm just going to transmit something briefly to keep this connection active, because I think it might disconnect after 30 seconds of inactivity.
Not.
So we'll just send it that to make it happy. Is it going to come back at me?
Transmitting.
I'm just going to transmit something briefly to keep this connection active, because I think it might disconnect after 30 seconds of inactivity. Now, that I believe that's a feature of the Echo server, that there's a lot of traffic on this particular machine, and they did warn us that it could get a bit choppy like that. But the audio is good. Let's go back.
Use 8-bit audio. Control plus 8.
I don't know why you'd want to, but you can use 8-bit audio instead of 16-bit.
Voice activation submenu.
Now, there's a range of voice activation options.
None. Fast. Medium. Slow. Monitor.
Oh.
None. Fast.
So it's on, I think, none at the moment, and then there are different voice activation options. I like being able to just push the space bar when I want to talk.
Voice active. Break input unavailable. Jitter compensation submenu.
Jitter compensation is if you're getting some breakup, you can introduce some jitter compensation.
1/10 seconds.
The more jitter compensation you introduce, obviously, the more delay there will be between when someone talks and when you hear them.
1/4 second. 1/2 second. 3/4 second. 1 second check.
That's on a second, so I'm actually going to try and reduce it a bit.
1/2 second.
Let's try that. We'll go back to 0.5 seconds. Please. And we'll try it now.
Friendly.
And we're testing jitter compensation now, just to check how that change has impacted on it.
Not transmitting.
Let's just have a listen to that.
Friendly.
And we're testing jitter compensation now, just to check how that change has impacted on it. Right, so there doesn't appear to be any change of quality there, so that's good. Let's go back into the options.
Break input, jitter compensation. Simple compression. Ctrl+2.
Simple compression is independent of compression of audio compression algorithms. It's a way of quite severely compressing the audio if you have limited bandwidth. And if I turn this on, for example, and now I'll just make sure I'm still in the connection I think I'm in.
Speak really.
How do we do that?
Connection information for Jonathan Wilson.
Yeah, okay, that's the one. So let's...
transmitting.
I'm now transmitting some audio with simple compression turned on. I think it sounds ghastly.
Not transmitting. Transmitting.
I'm now transmitting some audio with simple compression turned on. I think it sounds ghastly.
So let's turn that off.
Simple compression. Ctrl+2.
So all these things have got hotkeys, you see. So if you're a hotkey freak and you use this program enough, you'll be zapping around it. Let's go back in here.
Simple GSM compression. Ctrl+G.
G.
Okay, so actually I wasn't using GSM compression before. I was using...
At compression, Ctrl+A.
A.
LPC compression.
That's interesting. I'm sure I am using GSM compression, but for some reason with the scripts loaded, the checkmark
LPC
isn't speaking. So, I don't know why that is.
Simple compression. Control. GSM.
That's very strange. It must be a feature of these scripts because it was speaking before.
Add compression. Ctrl+A.
Let's go to this one here.
Add.
ADPCM compression.
Leaving menu.
That's now turned on instead of the GSM compression because you can't have one on. You can't have them both on at the same time.
Connection information for Jonathan.
Okay, I'm still connected to where I think I am.
Transmitting.
Now, this is the other form of compression, so let's just see how that is sounding.
Not transmitting. Transmitting.
Now, this is the other form of compression, so let's just see how that is sounding.
I think that sounds all right as well. Now,
LPC compression.
LPC compression severely squashes the audio. It's suitable for very narrow bandwidth connections, and it sounds like it is as well.
Transmitting.
This is the LPC compression, which takes up a very limited amount of bandwidth and sounds yuck.
Not transmitting.
Transmitting. This is the LPC compression, which takes very limited amount of bandwidth and sounds yuck.
So GSM certainly sounds nice, and we'll go back and turn that back on.
GSM compression.
So you see, you can go into here with the Echo server and tweak your audio to your heart's content and hear exactly how it's coming back. And in the process of that, we've just about shown you all the options, so we'll just keep going through them.
Jitter.
G.
GSM and compression. LPC compression. LPC 10 compression.
That's a similar form of compression to the one we just showed you.
Transmission protocol.
T.
You can use a number of transmission protocols. The native speak freely one will be the default. You can also use the RTP protocol and another protocol as well, but generally you wouldn't want to change this unless you knew what you were doing and had a very specific reason to.
Robust transmission submenu. Normal unavailable. 2x unavailable. 3x unavailable.
Now,
4x
I'm not sure 2x what robust transmission does, but they all seem to be unavailable.
Create key. Control plus K.
This is for the encryption feature. You can create a key here. I haven't really had a look at that because I've found no need at this point to use it for encrypted transmission.
Ring file name dot dot dot.
The ring file name is where if you're trying to attract someone's attention, you can send a ring file. I've set it up to the Windows log off sound, but I've never really had cause to send it. I just say hello to someone when I'm connected.
Text chat dot dot dot.
H.
And you can text chat. I actually haven't been
leaving
in there.
Leaving menus. Speak really text chat dialogue. Transcript input. Close button.
I'll see.
Looks like it's quite accessible, though.
Show your face dot dot dot.
You can make an image of yourself if you want to do that. Frighten the horses. You can have that display when you make a connection. It's a very powerful program, quite configurable, but don't let that be daunting to you because it works fine out of the box. I've encouraged people to download it and call me on it, and without any kind of configuration, just firing up the program and typing in outofsight.org.nz into the connection dialog, they've got me. Once they know to press the space bar to talk and press it again to stop talking, they're up and running. So that is an overview of the Speak Freely software. In summary, with the exception of the phone book search dialog, which has been scripted around for JAWS, it works fine. It's extremely accessible. All standard controls, pull-down menus, lots and lots of hotkeys. It's open source, which means that we can hopefully get some modifications made to it, and we certainly hope to be able to do that so we can feel more confident about using it for ACB radio. The one disadvantage is that if another connection comes in, you may be popped into it without even knowing that you have been popped into it. Indeed, you could be working in another application. Like you could be doing your email or word processing and someone connects to you, you'd have to have them talk to you so you knew that they were there. Otherwise, you'd have to keep tabbing back into Speak Freely to check if you had a connection open or not. The modification that hopefully we will get made will mean that you can only have one connection open at a time if you choose to. It does have multi-party features.
Hello, Jonathan. Can you hear me?
And look at that, we've got a connection already. Let's just see who that is.
User Dave Marthouse.
It's Dave Marthouse.
Transmitting.
Dave, I didn't realize you used this thing. How are you?
Not transmitting.
So I just...
Well, I used it a long time ago, and I've messed with it, and I heard about the new version, and I figured I'd take a look and see what's going on. How's it sound?
Transmitting.
Absolutely fine, and I hope that you don't mind, but I'm right in the middle of a review of this for Main Menu. I'm recording it as we speak, so as long as you don't mind, you're now a part of that review.
Not transmitting.
Hey, no problem, Jonathan. Be glad to help out in any way I can, but neat little program. I've been playing with Speak Freely's various versions from back in 1996.
Transmitting.
Me too. I think 96 was the first time I looked at it. The first internet phone I used was the old Vocaltech internet phone for Windows 3.1 in 1995. And I remember when I looked at it in 1996, this one, it was very technical and difficult to get going, and the audio wasn't that hot. It's come a long way, hasn't it?
Not transmitting.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I remember actually Vocaltech's internet phone was sort of the impetus that got me out of DOS and into Windows. When I saw audio app like Real Audio and internet phone and things like that, that's what prodded me to get into Windows 3.1, and the rest is history.
Transmitting.
So was this pretty easy for you to set up when you just downloaded this version?
Not transmitting.
Oh yeah, most definitely. It's very easy, particularly with speech. For those interested, I'm using JFW 4.1 with a USB triple talk synthesizer and a 933 megahertz Pentium with Windows Millennium on it, and the setup is quite easy. Certain things you do have to mouse around with the cursor. It's not fully keyboard, I guess you'd say keyboard accessible, but it's very easy to mouse around and do what you got to do within the program. I would classify it, 99.9% speech friendly, as far as I'm concerned, is quite perfect, if not perfect.
Friendly. The only thing I've found that you have to mouse around, and you may well be able to confirm this, is when you go into the phone book menu and you choose the option to search for someone, which is, I presume, how you found me, and there are JAWS scripts out there that make that dialogue as accessible as the rest of the program.
Not translating.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to make those comments. I was not aware that there are JAWS scripts, but I'm going to have to cruise around and find them. And as far as the program is concerned, you're absolutely correct. That's the only things that you do have to mouse with. But that's no big deal for a typical JAWS user, and I would assume a typical Window Eyes user as well. Audio, by the way, I don't know how you're hearing me. I assume it's working quite well, but you are doing quite well. No breakup, no internet congestion, and this is kind of a slow connection I'm having here. Apparently the local phone lines are somewhat noisy this evening, but it's working quite well. And the neat thing about Speak Freely is you can mess around with the different compression algorithms within the application and actually choose the best algorithm for whatever situation you have as far as connectivity on the net.
Translating.
Yeah, we've just been demonstrating that feature, actually. So you're talking to me on a dial-up connection, are you?
Not translating.
Yeah, I'm on a dial-up, on a 56K dial-up connection out here in rural southern Virginia. And the connection speed I'm getting, I connected at 45.3 or something like that. So it's not exactly super optimum, but it's not bad.
Well, that's excellent to hear, because you really are, there's the teensiest bit of breakup from time to time, but nothing long or that really makes it unpleasant to listen to. So it's a great package, and people can download it from www.speakfreely.org. And great piece of software, very accessible and powerful. Speak Freely from www.speakfreely.org. Now, if you want to discuss internet telephones in general or Speak Freely in particular, a good place to do that in a blindness context is the PC Audio List, which has been running since 1997 or 98 now, and it has almost 600 subscribers in the blind community, which means that there are heaps of people who can help if you have any issues or you want to get some advice or generate some discussion. To join the PC Audio List, just send a message to pc-audio-subscribe @yahoogroups.com. Just send a blank message to the address pc-audio-subscribe @yahoogroups.com.